Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
The solution to Manchester United in many ways is, the Scott McTominay one is a great example of it, where, you know, you need a bit of a British-Irish solution to going away to Brentford.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll have the latest from the Leinster and Connacht camps as the Lions contingent come back into focus. The Munster CEO hits back at some criticism, and an English World Cup winner is diagnosed with motor neuron disease. But first, after Storm Amy wreaked havoc over the sporting weekend, which saw Ulster's game with Edinburgh cancelled on Friday night, whilst Connacht saw their meeting with the Scarlets fall victim to the storm on Saturday, Munster and Leinster were the only Irish sides in action this past weekend in the United Rugby Championship. Leinster suffered their second consecutive defeat, which is the first time since 2003 that the province have opened their season with consecutive losses in the competition. Leo Cullen's side went down 39-31 to the Bulls at Loftus-Versfeld, an improvement on the previous week's 35-0 loss to the Stormers, but returned home from South Africa picking up just a single point. Speaking to the media today, Leinster contact skills coach Sean O'Brien said that it is an ideal start and there are plenty of things to work on.
Yeah, I suppose the first week obviously was difficult to watch. What are the learnings from there is the physical intent part, and you know, we had a lot of scraps, I suppose, on the ground from kicks and battles that we lost. So it's nice to see that the lads kind of got back into the fight last weekend. But that's probably the main one, to be honest with you. The intent part around, you know, winning scraps and physically being at the level that's required in this competition, especially away from home in South Africa.
One positive for Leinster is that they will now start to welcome back their Lions contingent. Hugo Keenan and Joe McCarthy remain out with long-term injuries, but Jamie Osborne has returned to training after recovering from a minor hamstring issue and will be available for selection this weekend. James Lowe is also back in off the back of a summer tour with the Lions down under, and he says that after a tough start for the province, he's hoping to help turn things around this weekend against the Sharks at the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah, we normally only lose a couple in the old regular season, so to get them out of the way first isn't good now, is it? Look, obviously the boys, they're just back in the building. Obviously very disappointing last couple of weeks, but I think there's a few boys hopefully coming back into the mix, and going forward we can, you know, help them out. We'll give them a cuddle for a couple of days, but then after that it's business as usual. There'll be a fair few more South Africans lining up. There's a bit of blood in the water, so hopefully we can turn it around and put in a performance at home that we're really happy with, and it can set us right for the rest of this competition.
Australia have kicked on after their summer tour, taking South African and Argentinian scalps whilst fronting up against New Zealand. Lowe, who turned 33 during the tour, says that he learned plenty from rubbing shoulders with some of the best players in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, interesting. Well, the whole coaching staff was pretty much everyone I've worked with before, so they didn't teach me anything. It's interesting to see, I guess, sort of the psyche of other players and how they approach games, the way that they prepare. Everyone's kind of different, but sort of, I guess, like so similar, because at the highest level everyone's doing pretty much the same thing. But to see different players and how they approach the game, like off the top of my head I'm thinking of like Finn Russell. He's the most relaxed person you could ever meet. You think I'm relaxed? Yeah, that dude doesn't tie his bootlaces until he's about to run out for a test match, you know, eating sweets, doing kicks sort of stuff. So it's interesting to see that, but they're all high quality players. It was nice to sort of rub shoulders with, I guess, other people in my position. Dewey, Primo, obviously excellent athletes, both of them bigger than me, both of them better athletes than I am anyway, but it's nice to see and rub shoulders and chew the fat and see how they see the game.
Munster were 23-20 winners over Cardiff and Thomond Park on Saturday evening. Tries from Ruan Quinn, Gavin Coombs and Dermot Barron, and 8 points from the boot of a player of the match performance in Jack Crowley ensured a best start to the domestic campaign since 2021. Cardiff would leave with 2 bonus points, but Clan McMillan's men grounded out after an imperfect showing on home soil. Munster have also officially opened their new state-of-the-art Centre of Excellence at Musgrave Park in Cork. The training facility, which will be used to support Munster's player pathway programme, cost €7.3 million and represents Munster's second largest capital project after the redevelopment of Thomond Park in 2008. €2.7 million of the cost came from the government's large-scale sports infrastructure fund, with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin on site to mark the opening, while Munster also thanked the IRFU for making a financial contribution to the project. A 50 by 40 metre indoor training pitch is accompanied by a large 2,500 square foot gym, 2 dressing rooms for men and women's players, a treatment room, a video analysis room, while Munster's offices are situated on the second floor of the building. Munster are hoping to build a similar facility in Limerick in the near future as they look to grow the game around the province. However, it was the comments made by Munster CEO Ian Flanagan which perhaps made the most headlines after former scrum half Conor Murray criticised the province's transfer policy in his new book. Flanagan gave his thoughts on the matter here.
All I can do, Cian, is speak to my experience since I was appointed. I'll deal with the incoming player transfers first and how we operate our player depth chart. All I can say is since I arrived, and particularly now how we've structured thing with Ian Costello taking over as general manager, is that there is an incredibly robust process in place. An incredible amount of due diligence is done in terms of any players we are considering adding to the group. Not just the quality of the player, but the player as a person, the character of the player, that they'll fit in with our culture, with our values, and that they'll add to the group. And if you look at examples of players who've come in recent times, Tom Farrell, who came in from Connacht, was our player of the season last year. And I'm sure some commentators, some people in the media would have said he's not going to be a game changer for Munster. And it couldn't have been further from the truth. He had a fabulous season. And Takir Abrahams, likewise, that he's not in the Springbok squad, but has been a huge, phenomenal asset to us. And then on the other side of the coin, someone who's come in for a very brief period of time for medical cover, like Deane Bluler, who came in from Durban, from the Sharks, and proved an incredibly important part of the squad for the brief period he was here, contributed fully on and off the pitch to the culture at the High Performance Centre in Limerick, and did an amazingly good job. And again, I think a lot of people would have read that on the website at the time and said, who is this guy? And so it's not about having the biggest names in the world, because don't get me wrong, we've signed some very big players as well. And in my time here, it's about, are they the right fit for us? Will they add value? And I think I can wholeheartedly endorse our process.
And on Off the Ball Breakfast on Monday morning, former Munster and Ireland back row Alan Quinlan gave his thoughts on the matter to Colin Buhig and Jared Gilroy.
Fair enough, he was writing about some specifics of the Zebre travel arrangements. I could kind of also see the other side of that. It's like, stop complaining about the travel arrangements, go and perform.
I don't agree.
You don't agree which?
I 100% agree with the Zebre travel arrangements, that they're shocking. And it's not good enough at this level. That would drive me demented.
When that happens, is there also not an onus on you as the professional?
There's a mixture of look. I would probably give out in that situation until somebody explained it to me and said, "Well, we couldn't get a charter flight, because it was $500,000." And okay, we're sorry. The food situation. I'd be more concerned about the nutrition, the food along the way. You never get it perfect. In some ways, Ian Flanagan addressed it in the sense that, well, we travelled to Scarlett's last week. We were flying on the Friday, a scheduled flight, but they travelled to Dublin on the Thursday evening.
So they've learned a bit.
He more or less said, we've addressed that by stay the night before, which is one small thing that makes that whole thing different.
Remember, you can tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. And if you want all of our rugby coverage on demand whenever you want, why not become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Munster's opponents on Saturday, Cardiff, will play another Irish province this coming Saturday. Connacht will be in the Welsh capital, fresh from Saturday's weather-enforced postponement of their meeting with the Scarlets. Their head coach, Stuart Lancaster, said that while what happened last weekend isn't ideal, Cardiff will bring a much different test than the Scarlets.
Yeah, very frustrated. Probably less than the players who are, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally committed to the game. And because the call was so late on the Friday night, a lot of them were asleep when the call was made and the message was put out that the game was off. They only realised when they woke up in the morning they were beginning their pre-match routine. So, yeah, frustrating. Obviously, the weather was pretty bad on the Friday. Scarlett didn't make it across and that was that, really. There was no debate about the game because they didn't even make it to Ireland.
Former England captain Lewis Moody has revealed he has been diagnosed with motor neuron disease and admitted he cannot yet face the full implications of the muscle wasting condition that killed fellow rugby players Doddy Weir and Rob Burrow. The 47-year-old, who was part of the 2003 Rugby World Cup winning side and lifted multiple English and European titles with Leicester, spoke to BBC Breakfast 2 weeks after learning he has the disease. "There's something about looking the future in the face, not wanting to really process that at the minute," he said. "It's not that I don't understand where it's going, we understand that, but there is absolutely a reluctance to look the future in the face for now." Moody, speaking alongside his wife Annie, says instead he feels at ease as he concentrates on his immediate well-being, his family, and making preparations for when the disease worsens. Moody discovered he had MND after noticing some weakness in his shoulder while training in the gym. After physiotherapy failed to improve the problem, a series of scans showed nerves in his brain and spinal cord had been damaged by MND. "You're given this diagnosis of MND and we're rightly quite emotional about it, but it's so strange because I feel like nothing's wrong," he added. According to the charity MND Association in the UK, the disease kills a third of people within a year and more than half with 2 years of diagnosis, as swallowing and breathing become more difficult. Treatments can only slow deterioration. Current Connacht head coach Stuart Lancaster took the reins of the England head coaching job just as Moody was retiring from international rugby, and the Cumbrian paid tribute to Mad Dog in his press conference on Monday.
So you're right, we didn't overlap, but we nearly did. And, you know, he's, you know, one of the most respected players that England's ever produced. His commitment to the game, what he gave as a captain of England. And it's one of those moments where, you know, I saw it first thing this morning. It really makes you, sort of takes you back. And then you read the headline and then you listen to the interview and the mental toughness shown by him and his wife and I'm sure his children, I thought was incredible, considering this diagnosis was, 2 weeks ago. Now, I would have coached Ed Slater, and I've been in contact with Ed. I played rugby with Doddy Weir, played for Scotland, students, Scotland 21s with Doddy. I mean, it's such a cruel disease, and it's the not knowing how quickly or slow the prognosis will develop, you know. Irrespective of that, it's you know, devastating for everyone involved in sport in general, really, you know. I try and move it away from it's just a disease that affects sporting people, because, you know, there's a lot of people also out there who suffer from it who have never played, you know, sport to a high level. So, it's a very, very cruel disease. And like I say, I did a podcast not so long ago with Ed Slater, and it wasn't that long ago. He was asking me questions and we did the podcast to try and raise some money, and my understanding now is that he struggles to to speak. Do you know what I mean? Rob Burrow would have been a legend in Leeds, and I would have spent a lot of time in the same building as Rob, because he was at Leeds Rhinos when I was at Leeds Tykes, and I was in the academy at the time. I would know all that Leeds Rhinos team very well, and the work that, say, Kevin Sinfield has done to raise awareness of the disease.
Alan Quinlan played against Lewis Moody throughout his career, and he gave his thoughts on Off the Ball Breakfast.
I woke up this morning and saw that news. It just kind of puts everything in perspective, really. I got this kind of shock or fright or something, you know, because, you know, having lived that world as well. Yeah, you've got Doddy Weir, Rob Burrow, Ed Slater, Joos van der Vestese. We kind of saw it firsthand, really, as a group in Munster in 2010-2011 season. Paul Derbyshire, who played, you know, he was a rugby league player for Warrington, then he went into fitness and conditioning when he retired, and he came to Munster. He was very much part of our group, and we heard the news that he was diagnosed with it, and he passed away the following June. I'm sure people will be familiar with us winning the league at Bowman Park in 2011, and Rog kind of wheeled him out, and Paul brought him out in the wheelchair, and he was in the photo with us. It was devastating, obviously, for Paul, but, you know, for his family as well. And for Lewis Moody to, you know, look, it would bring tears. It's just heartbreaking for him to sit there with his wife and talk about telling his kids that news. I know Lewis a long time, played against him many times, going hard at each other out in the field, and you know, being able to meet guys and have respect from afterwards and have a chat with him. And, you know, we had great battles with Leicester over the years, and he was such a brilliant player, so uncompromising, and you know, worked his socks off and was abrasive. He was always a gentleman off the field, you know, always had a great chat with him. And, you know, I was in Australia in 2013 and the Legends Tour, and we played charity matches together. He was just always a nice fella. He was a guy you'd enjoy meeting. It scares you then as a player when you're up close. Like, I got that kind of feeling of fright this morning as well.
Where's that coming from, do you think?
Just probably nervousness that, God, could this happen to me, or yeah, could it happen to somebody else? It's a very difficult one for Lewis Moody and his family to process. It's like a fucking dagger to the heart is when he had to tell his sons, yeah, and his mum. All the people I've mentioned, they've inspired, they've done incredible things with to try and make a difference and change things and change things for the future for people who will be affected by motor neurons disease, and hopefully there will be a cure found someday. I'm sure he'll fight this with great courage and humility. The only thing I would send is the kind of my thoughts and prayers and sympathy to Lewis and what he's going through now, and of course to Ed Slater, who's going right in the thick of it.
That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing. To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.